the shita of the Ramban about the Gemara in Elchin requires us to look a little bit more carefully into the Gemara in Elchin, because the Ramban, in a certain sense, takes away from us the possibility of very limited, low-level Yisurim, because the Ramban's opinion, as I mentioned the last time, is that these kind of Yisurim that the Gemara is talking about, of putting your hand into your pocket and coming out with the wrong coin, only to require that you should put your hand in your pocket one more time. That's all it is. That's called Yisurim. So what does it mean when we say that that's called Yisurim? So the Ramban says, this kind of Yisurim, which is so low and so limited, what we call minor inconveniences, they are not the Yisurim that the Gemara speaks about when the Gemara says Yisurim memarkim avonos of shalodom, that Yisurim have the ability to cleanse the person from his averos and to clean the slate in Shamayim. For that you need real Yisurim, says the Ramban. Now that, of course, is taking away from us a big zuchus, because according to the Ramban, every time we have always these kind of inconveniences, all the time. You open up, you make yourself a coffee, you open up the refrigerator door, expecting to find milk. There's no milk. No, marash. According to the Ramban, that is not Yisurim Amakim Avonoso Shalodam. I mean, I really would like it to be. You know, it would be helpful to us. So what I wanted to show you is that the Ramban Shita, Hagam, it's the Ramban and the Torah Adam. Number one, it's very, very rarely noticed or quoted, which is very interesting. Number two, you see from many other Gedolim over the course of time that they learned the Gemara otherwise. That in fact these Yisurim are from the category of Yisurim Memarkim Avonos of Shalodom, and that's what I wanted to do with you. But let me first read once again the Loshon of the Ramban. He says, the Ramban, in the Torah Adam, that's the sheet that you had last week, but I'll just read it to you. I just want to read the Ramban in contrast to what we're going to do today. Od hiskiru chachomim derech acheres b'yisurim, amru gemorin elchin tazayin amit beis, tonad vega b'yishmoel, kol sha'avru olav aboyim yoyim b'lo yisurim, kibel alamay. Upirish ha'inyon hazeh, hu min hamikrim ha'hoivim b'noyeg shal oylam v'aboyin al kol odom. The Ramban says that the kind of Yisurim that the Gemara is talking about in Erechin are commonplace events that everybody experiences. This is part of the human condition. So the Gemara says, if for 40 days you'll find a person that his matzav was so perfect, was so benign, was so calm, that none of these inconveniences happened, kal v'chomer, any real pain or suffering, then you know, adaraba, not that he's the tzaddik hador, but lehefech, that he's the rasha hador. Because this person is being mekabel oylamay ba'oylam hazeh, so that there is now a clean slate to give him total gehenim in oylam haba. So that kind of person, how many days? 40 days. Zakta Ramban. That what the Gemara means, that if you put your hand in your pocket, it's an inconvenience. You know what that means? It means that if during those 40 days, nothing else occurred, everything was just perfect, but once during those 40 days, he opened up the refrigerator door to find the milk, and it wasn't there. Or he put his hand in his pocket, like the Gemara says, and he found the wrong coin, and he has to put his hand in his pocket again. Thus, Heshchen, that it broke the sequence of 40 days of perfection. And such a person does not have to worry that he's a Rosh Hagamuk. That's what the Ramban says. But not that these kind of inconveniences are the Yisurim that are Mamarkim Avonos of Shalodom. Where does the Ramban say that? He says it beferish. V'zeu shepirshu b'gemara, ad heichon tachlis Yisurim kol she'ogel obeg dubosh ve'eno miskabel olav. Right? And so on. V'zeh inyon acheru, this is a different concept of Yisurim, eino min ha'yisurim she'mishtanin bohem b'nei odom zeh mizeh bar. These are not unique punishments, these unique sufferings. Avo be Yisurim mamush, loy lo madnu bahem Yisurim ela lekapara. He says the kind of things that we call suffering we would call them real suffering, that's for kapara. But the kind of things that we call minor inconveniences, that's only to guarantee that you're not from those rishayim that have perfection ba'olam hazeh. But they are not yisurim of the kind that are mechaper anaveres. Azei zot the Ramban in Torah Sa'odam Shar HaGmul beferush. Now let's take a look at what we have today. First, the Gemara itself. The Gemara says at Heichon Tachlis Yisurim. What does Tachlis Yisurim look right underneath? Rashi is quoted Tachlis Yisurim Soif Midas Yisurim Kloimar Yisurim She'ein Bechusin Mehem. The lowest level of Yisurim. What are they? That's what Rashi says. Yisurim She'ein Bechusin Mehem. Zot the Gemara. First of all, Amar Rabbi Elazar Kol She'ogoloi Beged Lubay She'ein Miskabel Olav. They made for him a beged and it doesn't fit. Maskev L'Rav Zeir Rabbi Tamer Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmeni Gedolim Mizu Amru. Afilu Niskavnu Limzag B'Chamin U'Mazgoloi B'Tzaynin B'Tzaynin U'Mazgoloi B'Chamin. Va'at Amet Kulei Hay. We have a Masayra that it's a much smaller inconvenience. A beged Lubay and it doesn't fit. That's a tremendous headache. So he says even smaller things. Vaita Rav Chizda Rabbi Tamer Rabbi Yitzchak Va'Amilu B'Masni. That this is kibel alamai. Look at Rashi on the bottom. Kol minuchosei laosid v'over alei chad mihanoch harehu yisurim. So Rashi is very unequivocal that this is definitely not kibel olamai, but we don't know if Rashi agrees or disagrees with the Ramban. In other words, everyone is maskim that all these inconveniences break the 40 days of tranquility, that threaten the person that means he's not that he's a rush or gomer, he's not going to get any olam haba. So anything that happens like this, even on the lowest level, is considered enough to break the 40 days. And that's called Yisurim in this Gemara. Is it also Yisurim Mamarkim? Rashi does not say. But the Marsha says it beferish. Look at the Marsha. Nirad Achi Pirushoy. The Kol Kach B'Ma'at Sa'ar Kihani Loma Nechshav Yisurim. The Ka'ama Kolsha Avru Mem Yoim Bela Yisurim, Ubi Yisurim Gedoilim, Lahoya Yochel Ha'odam Lamoid, Vahoya Mechesed Elohim, Lamarek Avoinois Ma'at Bema'at Yisurim, to limit the Averois, to cleanse a little bit, Bema'at Yisurim Ka'elu Bechol Mem Yoim, Ubishor Shiavo Olav Gam Yisurim Ka'elu, Yefashbish Bema'isav Bechol Mem Yoim Kedaminum Perakama de Brochis, Imroy Adam Yisurim Boim, Yefashbish Bema'isav. Bashir Hamem Yoim, Al Derech Shenema Haim Ba'avoin Chololti, the Ika Yitzira Sa'odom Huba Avoin, the May Yitzira Haimem Yoim, Gam Haim Tzvichim Mirik Avoinos. So you see, Rav Masha is telling us a lot of things here. First of all, he tells us a tremendous chiddush. Why is there an inyan of 40 days? Why is it 40 days? Why isn't it 10 days or 50 days or a year? You know what the answer is? That 40 days is the time of Yetziras Havlat. And every Yetziras Havlat, he says, begins with an Aveira, quote unquote. Because it begins with Taiva. Without that Taiva, there's not going to be a Yetziras Havlat. The creation of the embryo. Right. So that original initial moment of creation of a baby, from the very outset, Heim ba'avon cholalti. Cholalti means I was created. I began with avon. So that's what Ramban says is a 40-day period that was established. And every 40 days, the Marsha says every 40 days I am mechuyev to examine my ways and look for the things that happened during those 40 days. The Marsha says it a beferish that in the 40 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu trips us up a little bit. He makes us open the refrigerator door and we don't find the milk that we expected. What are we mechuyev to do according to the Marsha at that very moment? Besides go out and buy a container of milk. We're supposed to do tshuva. Yefashbish b'maisav. Why? So he says it's tremendous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't pile it up on us. But every once in a while, within 40 days, every once in a while, we'll have that kind of inconvenience. One time it'll be the milk, another time it'll be, I don't remember where I put my shoes. I can't find my shoes. Another time it'll be that the sack that you put on in the pair is one is azoi and one is azoi. You understand? And on like that. And all those things, says the Maharsha, is a chesed nifla from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the chesed? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses these little triggers to remind you to do tshuva and not a real good patch in Panamarayim. So every 40 days or so, that's the Mashal Shita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a person that kind of a little bit of a zach, and that person is mechuyev to recognize it for what it's supposed to be. Namely, the chesed of Hashem, that little tickle, that little kitzel, instead of the frask, instead of the patch. So you see clearly from the Maharsha that the Maharsha is learning two things. Number one, that this is in the category of Yisurim Amarkim. And number two, that it's the easiest way to do tshuva. Because if you do tshuva with that, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to give you the bigger zets. Next. No, he's saying that since Ba'avin Chalolti, so 40 days is the time period that reminds us that we are always busy with cleansing our Averis. That's what he's trying to say. He says that Gamhe means those 40 days. The 40 days of the Yetzirah itself needs Mira Gavonos. In other words, the every birth is created with some measure of Avon. That's what he's trying to say. But that's not Negeya to us. You know, why it's 40, whatever the reason is, as I state in the Gemara. Now, there's a Sefer called Toras HaMincha, not very well known, a tremendous Sefer. And the Sefer doesn't need my Haskam, it's from a Rishon, a Talmud of the Rashba. But this Sefer, the Toras HaMincha, has a Shita that's mamish, even though the Rashba was a Talmud of the Ramban, and this is like the Ritva, a Talmud of a Talmud. But Afal Pi Kein, he disagrees. He doesn't mention the Ramban, but you're crystal clear that he learns the Gemara the other way, the way the Maharsha learns. He writes, and he has a whole shtickle Torah. I'm not going to read everything here, but I quoted the whole shtickle so that you should be able to look at it on your own. So he writes like this: Hamusar nechlak lishnayim, Musar Hashem Yisbarach li Yisrael, uMusar Yisrael zelozeh. It's very noigeya because the word Musar that started our whole discussion and analysis has two meanings, he says. One of them is the teichocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, and secondly, what we provide for each other. Zeloze. And he speaks later, the Musar ha'av libnoi, the chiyuv of a father to give Musar to his son, to his child. So he writes like this: Musar Hashem nechlak lishnayim. Yesh Musa b'dvarim v'yesh Musa b'yisurim. Hashem can sometimes give teichacha too, but besides teichacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can also provide yisurim for a person as a way of giving Musa. V'chein hadin nosen ki b'tchilo tzarek lazhiro b'dvarim v'imlo yisyaser b'dvarim yisyaser b'yisurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts out with words, and if the words don't work, he provides suffering. And the kind of words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Bnei Yisrael are not words of loving kindness, because that's not going to work. It has to be words that come be'emo be'yira, that come with fear and awe. And he says that's the pasuk min hashamayim mishmiach hakol liyasreka ubavur tiyeh yirasa panechem levilti sechato, and that's why the people said we're going to die if we continue to hear this. Uksivim yosvim anachnu lishmayas kol Hashem aleikenu v'masnu halamadatoshi heikol iyum v'noyim v'noyro liyareim ulafhileim levilti yechato. By the way, Rabbi Yankov Sekili here says a very interesting chiddush between the lines. We would have thought that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Bnei Yisrael directly, that's why they got totally frightened, because they weren't able to handle the Dvar Hashem from Anoichi and Lo Yiyah Lecha. And it comes more from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to them, Bechvodo V'Atzmo, whatever that means. He says that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to them b'chvod v'atzmai was not b'ahavasai, that he wants to speak to them directly, but because he knew that the impact of speaking to them directly would be noir v'ayam, and he wanted them to hear the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Nolo Yilucha, and maybe the rest of the Aseres HaDibros, in that kind of aim of yira that only the Dvar Hashem b'atzmai would provide. But they said, we can't handle it. So then he continues. What happens if the words of Hashem are not enough and they sin anyhow? Even the pshoyim, which are word, is a word that's used for terrible averos. Ufakadati b'shevet pish'am uvinigoyim avoinam. B'shevet means shevet Musa, with the rod. So I will punish them with the rod for their pesha. Ubiyisurim zoicha adam lechaya olam haba, k'mo she'amru chazal brachos. That's the Gemara that we learned. Gimul matonos toibos nosan hakadosh baruch hu liyisrael v'chulan al yedei yisurim ve'elu hein toira ve'eretz yisrael ve'olam haba. And he quotes the psukim that tell us where it comes from. Toira minayin shenema ashri hageva shetiasrenu kol mitaroscha talamedenu veist ois, that without yisurim a person's toira is not on the same level. Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara learns, because it says right afterwards, that Eretz Yisrael also is acquired by Yisurim, and boy do we know that. And Olam Haba Minayin, what does it mean that Olam Haba is acquired by Yisurim? Because Yisurim are Memarkim Avol Nosov Shalodom. And that's a pasuk in Mishlei. Ve'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu miyaser ela la'ayhavav ulemisha chafetz boy. Tachsiv kesar she'yehav Hashem yerchiach uka'aves ben yirtze. He says the Rishayim Kadosh Baruch Hu abandons because there's no point. But the ones who really love Hashem and that Hashem loves them, that He bothers with them and gives them yisurim, they should do tshuva so they should have a perfect olam haba. A yisurim, now comes the point. The Rabbi Yankiv Sekili, the Talmud of the Rajba. Hayisurim ein lohem shir loy lamalo v'loy lamato. There's no limit to the suffering that a person can have and how hard and harsh it could be. And on the other hand, there can be yisurim that are minor inconveniences. Loy lamalo v'loy lamato. There's no gvul to yisurim. Shafilu bedaigo al kolshu, even with a concern for something that's irrelevant, that's nothing, nechshavim li yisurim, they're still considered yisurim, k'mo she'amru razal, ad heichon ha yisurim, shafilu hichnis yodoy lekisoy litol shnayim v'loyolo biyodoy ala achas, v'afilu hichnis yodoy litol sela v'also biyodoy yishona, harei elu yisurim, boyur ei, you see crystal clear that he disagreed with the Ramban. He learns that these are also Yisurim Amarkim. And if a person has these Yisurim, he has Schar. According to Rabbi Yankov Sekili, Rachmana Litzlan, the ladder of Madregas of Yisurim goes from the bottom of not having the milk in the refrigerator and goes to the top where the person is suffering in a mortifying way, Rachmana Litzlan Bar Minan, that he feels he cannot continue to live. In other words, who's the example of that ultimate? Eif, exactly. Eif. So he says, from the Gemara in Erechin until Eiv is a Merchak Nifla. And every one of those levels is Yisurim that have the opportunity to lead a person to do tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for the person that because of these Yisurim, he should do that tshuva. Then he writes, V'yesh min atzadikim shemekablim Yisurei ibud mamon, ve'einam soivlim shikul bonim. Vim yagia bebonov, yivayit, v'shemo yikfar be'ikar. Where do we find these words? Also by Eiv.
Yekabel kol yisuri Hashem yisbarach me'ava, ben yisuri momon, ben yisuri bonim, ben yisuri gufo, v'yatzdik din shamayim kemo sha'osa Eiv.
Here Rabbi Yankov Sekili says something which is very, very powerful. He says that Be'emes, and I think I mentioned to you, but if I didn't, I'm going to mention it again, and some of you weren't here. My father, Zolzayin Gesund, was a Talmid in the Navardike Yeshivas that was started, the whole Navardic movement by Rabbi Yosef Yoizel of Navardik. And the Navardike made a tremendous network of yeshivas. And in their yeshivas, there was a certain orientation of Musar. And the orientation of Musar was, some people call it a pessimistic one. I don't think it was pessimistic, but it was harsh. Their orientation was that we constantly have to examine ourselves and fix ourselves so that we can become the ultimate person. It's interesting that the idea of godless ha'adam is really a Navardic idea. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. That it's really a Navardic idea. But the difference is, how do you get to godless ha'adam? So Navardik said, the sur meira is how you do it. And basically Slabotka thought that it was the asei tov. Slabotka says, convince the person that he's great and he'll be great. And Navardik says, if you're great, how could you be so low? That's the knetch. The ad kedekach that some of the late Sanei Hador used to say, the minute the Navardik could get their hands on you, whether you'll be zoicha to Olam Abba is a question, but that you're not going to have any hanor from Olam Hazeh, that's for sure. And the Navardik used to break themselves. They used to go in, for example, into a drugstore and ask the guy, could I buy a pound of nails? You know, and they used to go into a hardware store and ask for aspirin. That was the, and of course the fellow would laugh at them and he'd say, you're imbecile, you know, you're not in a drugstore or you're in a hardware store. But that was in order that he should hear the bizayon and be able to be zivalid. It was a way of breaking their gaiva. And Navardik was very much into breaking gaiva. Very much. Anyhow, the kitzer, my father said that in the Navardik yeshivas they used to say, what is the pshat that the Gemara asks, Chavivim Alecha Yisurim, and he answered, Loi Hein V'Loi Schav. That Gemara on Daf Hei in Brachas. So he said that Chavivim Alecha Yisurim means that the question was, I see that you're Soibel Yisurim, and maybe there's an Eitzah to get you out of those Yisurim, but maybe you have that idea that Yisurim Mamarkim Avonos of Shal Adam, and Memela, they are Chaviv Alecha, so why should I disturb you? Even though I am suffering, that I see you suffering. But if you need that suffering, and you want that suffering, so of course I'm not going to try to take it away from you. So he answered, Lo Yehem V'Lo Yischara. I don't want them, and I don't want their reward. What is the pshat? So then he took the Yisurim away. So what's the pshat? So they said that a person who really has a capacity to be soivel the Yisurim, ba'ava, then ein hachanami, that's the highest madrega you can be on. But if you don't have that hasaga, then Yisurim turn out to be a sakona gedoyla miyayit. You know why? Because in every Yisurim, a person gives a krechts. And every one of those krechts is really a question mark on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, why are you doing this to me? And a person doesn't think, I have a whole pile of averus. A person thinks that the other person is much worse than me, and how come he's walking around scot-free? And how come this person has children that are matzliach? And how come this person has children altogether? And how come this person has shidduchim, and I don't have any shidduchim? And how come I have suffering with my arms and my legs and my head and my feet? And if learning is so important, why are you taking the learning away from me? Because I can't concentrate on the learning. I'm suffering so much. And I'm having so many bilbulim and all kinds of tirdas. And on and on and on. So the chashash that he'll be
boet, that he'll reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reject the Yisurim, is so great that even though you might be Oymed B'Nisayon, you don't want to take the chance. And Memeila Lohim B'Lizchav. That was their Havon. That's what my father told me. So now this idea is mamish beferish in Reb Yankis Kili. He says there are certain people that are tzaddikim, and they are able to be soivel a certain level of yisurim, but the next level they can't handle. And then there are some people can handle that next level, but they can't handle the next level after that. He says that a tzaddik gomor is a person that no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu levels at him, he's able to accept it biava and appreciate what it's for, and that there's a cheshbon in it, and he's willing to accept the cheshbon. And that's an unbelievable madrega, but that's what he says. Yesh min atzadikim shemekablim yisurei ibud mamon. They could lose their whole fortune. You know, today to lose your fortune is not such a difficult and unlikely thing. There's a person that wakes up the next morning and all of a sudden all the stocks are wiped out. I have people who are in Bear Stearns, and they were doing great, and they had all of their pension in Bear Stearns. And also Giganga Vigashmirt. And the next day they woke up, and they were penniless. Mamish penniless, with no future, no job, and no pension. Garnished. The next day mamish. There was no way to protect yourself from it. And on and on and on. But there are tzaddikim shemekablim yisuri b'mamon, and they can handle it. But einam soivlim yisuri banim. A person has yisuri banim, he realizes that yisuri mamon is nothing. Is nothing. Yesh, let me tell you something. There's a tzettel outside that I just put up today, right when you walk in on the East 18th Street entrance. There's a tzettel. One of the children of Rav Aaron Schechter was kind enough to prepare a sheet for this fellow who came from Eretz Yisrael. What's his problem? So his problem is that he has one daughter who has two pitzalach, and the husband was killed in a car accident. Today is the first yard site. That's not his problem. That's one of his problems. But what is his real problem? That a whole number of children are besakona gedoyla, that they went off the derech. And that he is normal, that he's even able to come to America to collect for money, you'll see the temple. It says a person was shot and hit with one bullet after another. That's the caption. What's one bullet after another? But this son went off the derech. He says the day before, he was with payas till here, like this. And the next day he knocked on the door of his house, and the father didn't recognize the son. You know what Tsar Bonim is? This is Tsar Bonim. It's 1,000 times worse. He would be willing to lose all of his money 25 times rather than to lose one child. And he had to send. So what does it have to do with money? Why does he need to collect money? Because seeing the matzav in the house, which had a lot to do maybe with the fact that his wife was not well and so on, and he had to fend for the family, so there was a lack of that kind of shmira and whatever it is that it takes, and not everybody, even if you have the person loves his children and cares for his children. The world is crazy today. And you can go l'tar b'sra from nothing, Rachmana Litzlan. You need chazdei Hashem Yisbarach. So this person has three or four children. They're looking at the two older ones, and they're saying, hey, I want to go to India also. I want to go to Tibet. I want to have myself a nice vacation. So he had to hire special tutors for them. He had to put some of his children into families where they could be protected. And that costs a tremendous amount of money. This idea that the entire world of this fellow was turned upside down was a tsar, not a tsar, Gidul Bonin. So I want to tell you something. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rashi and Tosfos in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rashi says that Tsar Gidul Bonim of Yankov Avinu was the fact that he raised 12 Shvatim. Says Tosfos, raising 12 Shvatim is not Tsar Gidul Bonim. It's a simcha, not a tsar. Of course, in that simcha, there's a lot of little things, but it's a simcha. So what's Tsar Gidul Bonim? Mechiras Yosef. Maisev Dina. That's Tsar Gidul Bonim. But as much as Mechiras Yosef and Tzar Gidul Bonim of Amol, today we have a Mechiras Yosef in almost every family. In almost every family we have a Mechiras Yosef.
Zoktav Yankat Sekili.
Yesh mine tzadikim shemekablim yisuri ibud mamon ve'enam soivlim shikol banim.
He means shikol banim that they died. But shikol banim that they're alive and they're lost is sometimes even worse.
Vim yagia bebonov yevait b'shema yikfar be'ikar.
It's mamish what I heard from the Nevadika. Because the minute it touches a level which he cannot handle, he turns and he... What does mevait mean? He kicks with his foot. But what does it mean he kicks with his foot? It's like when you get disgusted and you kick the door. Your mevait means your mevait in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha. You have tainus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tainus turn into questions. Ribbono Shalom, why are you doing this? And the question turns into a kfira. It's unbelievable. But that's human nature. The person says, Ribbono Shalom, if that's the way you are, I don't believe in you. I don't want you.
So chas v'shalom, so he says,
it's an amazing thing. We would think that that kind of tzar v'ibud banim is much worse than begufo. And in a way it is. But you know what the problem is? When it's begufo, you don't have the ability to withstand it. The pain, the physical pain, is so great that you say, Ribbono Shalom, I have enough. Tension malnished. And that's a form of being mevait.
So he says, the yiskatze, if you'll get angry, the yoitzi bisfasav,
what does it say? Why does the woman have to bring a chatos after she gives birth? Because, yeah, so there you have a beautiful little baby to hold in your arms. And afa pikein, because the pain was that great, and it's only temporary, and she knows it's temporary. But afa pikein.
So Kalvachaima Yoitzi Bisfasava Yahara Beliba Achamidosub Shla Kodesh Bahu. Abul Hatzadik Hasholim Atoma Yoshav Elikim.
It's very nice. Hatzadik Yoshav Elikim can take a handle all of these things. So that's why they felt all these svarim that I mentioned to you. And finally I want to show you that the Agra de Pirka, book at page 3. But they felt all these svarim that I brought on this sheet felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechazdo starts Chachik with the little things. And he expects that a person should be Mahara B'tshuva, and maybe these others will not happen. By the way, there are other reasons for Yisurim. They say that Tzadika Adora Soivo for the whole door, and on and on. But right now, according to the Ramban sheet in the Torah Sa'adam, Ein Yisurim below Chet means your own Chet, not anybody else's Chet. And the Ramban's Cheshbon is part of a whole view of Tzchar V'Onesh. But the Sfarim that are here are arguing with the Ramban about one point. Namely, are minor inconveniences, do they count in part of the cheshbon of Yisurim Amarkim and that are Ma'orei L'tshuva, or are they something else entirely, according to the Ramban, that the 40 days are no longer perfect, so the person who has one of these inconveniences can sleep, he doesn't have to conceive of himself as a Rosh HaGomer. Yeah?
What about our own culpability? I mean, we have responsibilities
right, 100%. But those kind of yisurim that they're talking about are things that are not in our control. You know, you can watch out for your children 1,000%, send them to the best yeshivas and do everything that you're supposed to do. And Rachmana Litzlan, we have stories of people, and I look at the families, they're beautiful. The rest of the children are just fine. Now if you want, you could say, this guy's crazy, this guy this guy's that. You want to be mechanistic about your view of the universe, you could say that there's cause and effect and there's no Ribbono Shelolam altogether. But a person who's a maimon realizes that whatever's going on, there's a Yad Hashem up there, and the Yad Hashem is saying something. Now what he's saying precisely, we ourselves don't know. That's why I told you at the very beginning, when the Gemara says Yefashpish B'maisav, it doesn't mean that he has a cause and effect, quid pro quo understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. But whenever something happens, our achrayus is to do tshuva. And that the rest is up to the Ribbono Shel. So that's what, let's take a look at that next paragraph, Agra de Pirka. Now again, Agra de Pirka is the Sefer of the B'nai Yisoschar.
Lo yachshov ha'adam, he says it exactly what I just said a moment ago. Lo yachshov ha'adam al shum davar shehu mikre. A person should never think that something is a coincidence. It's part of the accident of the world. Ve'eze si begaram. Rak hakol b'hashgachas Hashem yizbarach. U'misha noisein daitoy al ha'mikrim. If a person thinks that something is mere coincidence and part of a cosmic cause and effect that he can't control in any way, what is he like? All of hakosuf oimer vim telchu imi keri v'alachti gam ani imachem bekeri. The kibalti, and he says, I have a kabbalah from my rebbeim. The ace sheyizdamin. This is very important because it's a very practical advice for every person who has some measure of suffering. B'chol ace sheyov yizdamin lo'odom eze igum v'tzar. Any kind of agmas nefesh, any kind of misery. Yizkor v'yoymar ha'posuk re'ei onyi v'amoli v'sol chol chatoisai. David HaMelech said, see my suffering and relieve me of my averos. The day she yosim el liboy shehu ba'ashgochas haboyre al avaynoisav. Because by reciting this pasuk, you'll be able to connect what's happening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahaskiroi kedei lefashbesh b'maisav. Ki kama v'kama avaynois yeshloi lo'odom she'enam miskaprim al yedei tshuva v'yom ha'kipurim alone. There are many averos that a person does that tshuva and Yom Kippur is not enough. Rak tshuva v'yom ha'kippurim toilu v'yisurim memarkim. V'Hashem yizborach sholeach lo yisurim kalim kedei l'chaper avonosav. And here he quotes the Gemara in Erchin, which proves that he is also of the opinion that the Gemara is talking about inconveniences, but they are also helpful to be memarik avonosav shel odom, not like the Ramban. V'zeh shomru chazal, heichidom yisurim. So he says, when will they help? Dafka shemesim aliboy shekolt nu oisov bechefetz haboy. He says, when will these inconveniences serve to help? When a person is able, because of them, to be mefashpish b'maisav. But if a person opens up the refrigerator, and he doesn't find the milk, and instead of saying, oi, I have to do tshuva, who does that? Who says, oi, I didn't find the milk, I have to do tshuva? What does a person say instead? Oi, what an idiot I am. I should have looked to see if the milk is there before I made the coffee. You understand? But a person puts his hand in his pocket, and he says, oh, I'm having a bad day. What do you mean, you're having a bad day? You know, you come and you decide that you're not going to take this going up on the ramp on the BQE, because everybody knows there's big construction there. It's going to take you 20 minutes to get 10 feet. I'm going to go downstairs. He goes downstairs and some idiot hits him on the side. And so what does he do? The answer is he curses his day. That's what he does. He says, there's a Yiddish expression, very important. Akapara. People say akapara and they don't even know what they're saying. It's like saying, ach, akapara. Zolzain akapara. What does it mean, zolzain akapara? So that's what the Agra the Pirka is telling you. Agra the Pirka is telling you that we have an obligation to connect those things. And even the most minor of things gives us an opportunity to remind us of the Ebishter of the Welt, and I have to do tshuva. And if a person does that, then even those minor inconveniences are racked up to his credit. So maybe think of that. And finally, I think we ran out of time, no? Phil Dazega. You have a few more minutes? Okay. I want to show you something very remarkable. There's a tshuva in the Noide Bihuma that was a tshuva halachal maisa. That the maisa shahoya, I'm not even going to go into, I'll tell you the truth, it's not even nice to describe the maisa shahoya. But it was a very terrible maisa of Arayas. And he's talking about how the person should do tshuva for this. And he says some very, very important things for us. Now, take a look on page 4. I gave you a little bit before, and he speaks about tainis and sigufim and whatever. But look at page 4. It means the last box on the sheet, the bottom left. But this is from the same Noi de Behuda. The Noi de Behuda is part of that tshuva. V'af she'barbo chiluke kapora amru chazal shem over al krisus umisus bezdin tshuva v'yoy makipurim toilim v'yisurim amarkim harei shayisurim ikor kapora v'yif shaloim ligmar kapora b'li yisurim. He says, you can't get away from the Gemara. The Gemara says what it says. What does the Gemara say? That in the various aspects of kapara, certain things are chomer enough, they are harsh enough, averos, that they require as part of the process of kapara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should wipe the slate, yisur. And it's not enough tshuva even, as sincere as the tshuva is, and it's not enough Yom Kippur, as great as Yom Kippur is. You have to have yisur. He says, nevertheless, Aymer Ani, that's why I underlined it, Hain emes shetzarech yisurim. Avol kvar amru razal ad heichon tachlis yisurim. Afilu hoshet yada likis litol sholosh volub yada shtayim. Ayin shili perek yesh erchen. Crystal clear that the Noi de Behuda also was of the opinion that the Gemara in Erchen is the yisurim that are satisfying the chiyuv yisurim when you have averos chamuros, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his incredible kindness is willing to take nonsense as a substitute for heavy duty. And the nonsense is the inconveniences, and the heavy duty, Rachmana Litzlan, knows no limit. So he says that even that, and then he writes, I, the Rekeach, the great Rekeach, Rabbi Lezer Rekeach, wrote all kinds of tshuvos, point for point, equivalencies. If the Avera was this, the tshuva has to be this, because the tshuva has to be balancing the Avera. It has to be similar to the Avera. The tshuva is specific to the Avera that's specific. So he says, Va'af. I'm not arguing with the Rekeach. Varehu nosan tshuvas hamishkol. Omer ani shevadai nochutzu lebal tshuva kedei lishbor liboy hazoina sheyuchal leischarit b'leiv sholem. He says, Avada, the purpose of all those tshuvas that the Rokeach mentioned is because a person needs to break his heart and needs to destroy his yetzer and needs to really come clean. And it's almost impossible to do so unless he does that kind of tshuva, he says. But the kolzman shlo nishbar liboy, e efchaliye sacharoto b'leib sholem b'li arma, the kolzem in astan. Avo. Misha yuchal, if the person is successful in destroying the Yetzer Hara through Torah, then he has the best of all worlds. In other words, I'm not fighting the Rokeach. And the Rokeach says that you have to have a tshuva that is concomitant to the Avera. And that's because of a real goal. What's the goal? It's not because it's quid pro quo and geendik. There's a point. The point is that unless he does that kind of tshuva with the yisurim that he walks in the cold, freezing, you know, snow with bare feet and things like that, he's not really going to break his yetzer. And because he's not going to break his yetzer, his tshuva is not complete. But if a person would be able to be zoicha, to truly break his yetzer through limud ha-Torah, then even the Rekeach would be maskin. That's what he's saying. Avo misha yuchal lizboyach, who can sacrifice his yetzer, can shecht his yetzer, al yedei ha-Torah, shekvar he'idu chazal, she'im even hu nimuach. And it's amazing, it says in the Gemara that the koyach of Torah is that even if a person's heart is made of stone, it'll melt. V'gam ha-Torah mateshes koychoi, and learning Torah itself weakens the yetzer, because it weakens him physically. L'zeh ani make ani, listen to his the authority of the Noi de Behuda, the Gadol Ador, the Paisek Ador. Ani make hil mioid, b'tainis v'sigufim. I don't insist for tshuva whenever someone asks me that a person should fast and should painik his body. He should punish his body. Avo? Charoto, shviras halev v'habechi, crying. Crying is an unbelievable proof of the sincerity of a person's tshuva. It's very hard for people to cry bizman hazeh. I don't even think the women cry anymore. It's a meshuganet kufa. There used to be, you looked at a mazar, and the mazar would be drenched with tears. It would be stained with tears. There are very few mazarim like that anymore. You see, a mazar stained with tears, it was probably in the 1870s printed. Today's art scroll machzorim are not drenched with tears. It has nothing to do with art scroll. It has to do with people bizman hazeh. They're just not, they don't cry. And you know why we don't cry? Because we're
We're missing something.
But he says if a person is becharata shiviras leiva bechi zeh nochutz miyoy, that's very necessary. Tainus and segufim are not necessary, but bechi is necessary. Va'amarbe bebechi b'mistarim mishubach. And if a person cries privately, hareze mishubach. He says, in this person I saw a very remarkable thing. Because you mentioned in the letter that you wrote that the moment he got married to another woman, he never knew this Eishes Ish. And she was with him. And he says an amazing thing afterwards. He says, you know, it sounds very good. He had the opportunity. What does it mean? He had the opportunity to do the Avera again. And he had the opportunity to do the Avera in the same manner with the same person. And he's young and he still has his kaychas. But he says it's still not the same. You know why? Because once you get married and the wife is there, so how? It's not the same. So he says, as much as it looks like it's the same, but it's really not 100% the same. He says, Omnam im kol zeh, the last five of the bold lines. Omnam im kol zeh, loy tazuach daitayolav. He shouldn't become vain in his thinking that he did a perfect tshuva. V'horai, he never so much as touched her for the last 2 years since he got married. It's not the same. And it'll never be the same. Because then he was single. Maybe the fact that he had nothing to do with her, maybe it was taken because he did tshuva gemura. Pentag, he's afraid of his wife. So he's saying, like, you know, even though it sounds good, but you never know. But what he says, Bekitza, is that in the concept of Yisurim, that there's a whole chelik in the Sefer Rokeach that tells you how to match the suffering that you inflict upon yourself to the Avera that you did. Nevertheless, he feels that Tainus and Sigufim are not the way. Is that people can't handle it, and it's not the point anyhow. What's the point? The point is tshuva. And what's tshuva, charata, and crying, and eating your heart out that you did the Avera, and promising you'll never do it again? He says, to the extent that you accomplish that, if you can achieve it through learning Torah, for two reasons. Because Torah has the koyach itself to be mevatel yetzer, and Torah's matesh is koyach shel adam, alachas kama kama. I just want to add one thing to finish. This is not a Torah, this is an advice. Everybody has the internet, bisman hazeh. Everybody who has the internet, bisman hazeh, cannot rely on his tzidkus alone. It's not because he's not a tzaddik. He could be the biggest tzaddik. But the halacha says, la'olam al yamin odom ba'atzmai. It tells a ma'isut, Yochan Kohen Gadol, he was b'shamish b'kuna so many 80 years, and then he became a tzduki, became an apikairis. It's not Negea Yochanan Kohen Gadol. No one has a right to trust himself. And I'll tell you, there are certain things that are ideal. What's ideal? A person should never use the internet unless somebody's standing next to him. That's ideal. That's wonderful. The busha, I mean, you know, if a person's wife is standing next to him or a wife's husband is standing next, you can't do too much. And if a child has a parent standing next to them, you can't do too much either. But that's a very unlikely prospect. And in any case, it's not built in. But there are certain things that if you don't do them, you have to be yosid litein din v'chezra for that alone. For example, there are certain controls that you build into the internet. Now, you can't have something that's fail-safe or foolproof. But it's enough for an El Chayid to keep reminding him that he has to be Beseder. And then he needs a very high level of Yetzer Hara to override that. But if you don't have that, you don't need such a high level of Yetzer Hara, because you can fall into it by accident almost. And then you have Gehaktet Zaras. So I have a recommendation. There's something called Net Nanny. There's 20 things like that. But this is a good one. It's supposed to be very highly rated. Net Nanny doesn't even sometimes let you go to things that are pushed. You'll go to Macy's and you'll press women. I mean, you're a woman and you want to buy a pair of a dress or something. You'll press women. It doesn't let you in. Why? Because in women, there's women's underwear. And in women's underwear, there's naketefoyin. You can't go. You have something like that. It's not a fail-safe. There's no such thing as fail-safe. If a person wants to follow to be Megaris Yetzer, he doesn't need the internet either. You walk in the street, you could be Megaris Yetzer. Aber Lamaisa, in this Chadri Chadorim, that a person looks up something or wants to buy something or even does Divrei Torah, but it's 1 o'clock in the morning and he's a little bit bored and tired, you'd be amazed what a Yetzahara can do to a person to fadrei him a cup. But then they press the Net Nanny or 25 other programs like it, and it says the screen is blank. But it's not just blank. It reminds you, dot holsta nishgei. So how could a person not have something like that? If you don't have something like that, it's an inconvenience, because then maybe if the woman wants to buy the dress, she'll have to override it. So she'll have to override it. But meanwhile, it's a mamish and eitzah taiva v'yikara ad miyoid, and for that alone, you could have to add to the pirkei. With one person that listens, as a Hashem Yisbarach.